Hey, Vaughn.
Howdy.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Obviously, this is a game, at least from the Carolina perspective, has a little added element with John Fox coming back here. As a player, have you paid any attention to that, heard anything about it?
Sir? I mean, hello?
Hello?
Sir?
Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys made any reference to Coach Fox coming back to Carolina, given the fact he spent 9 years here, or y'all just tried to ignore that?
I'm sure it's important to him, and you know, our guys that we came back, that came back from Carolina. But you know, it's another great team on our schedule. We want to, you know, go out there and play well, and you know, and do all that stuff, you know, for those guys. I mean, I'm sure that's important to him. But I think, you know, most importantly, is just trying to string together, you know, for a win.
You talk about the challenge you got ahead with Cam Newton this week.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm Cam's biggest fan. You know, coming out with him last year, and you know, see him fight through all the adversity that he had in college, and all the naysayers, and coming to the league, and you know, perform at a high level, and not just be able to run the ball, but be able to throw the ball, and just be, you know, overall, you know, superstar that he is. You know, if I had sons that wanted to play quarterback, I'd tell them to watch Cam Newton. You know, I'm his biggest fan.
Did you guys get to know each other at the combine, or?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, him being number one and me being number two, you know, we were around each other a lot, you know, through the lockout and stuff, and you know, just being around him, you know, it made me, you know, even more of a fan, you know, to see how he handles all the, you know, the stardom and you know all the success that he has, and to see him handle it so well, you know. People try to say whatever they want to say about him, but you know, my opinion on Cam Newton, you know, I enjoy being around him. You know, he's a funny guy. He's a fun guy to be around, and I mean, like I said, I'm his biggest fan.
What do you see from the Panthers running backs, Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams, and trying to stop them as well as Cam?
I mean, they're a great 1-2 combination. Jonathan Stewart, you know, he's a great running back. So is D'Angelo Williams. You know, those guys run the ball pretty well. You know, they hit the gaps hard. They run hard. You know, they're one of the best, you know, running back, you know, tandems, I think, you know, out there in the league right now. You got other teams that run the ball. They run the ball good, but they don't have, you know, the type of running backs that Carolina has. And when you complement that with Cam Newton, you know, it's a three-headed monster that can be pretty tough to stop.
Talking about quarterbacks, obviously you're on the other side of the ball, but can you speak about what Peyton Manning has done for your team?
I think you know, he's given us all, you know, a sense of urgency, you know, just to see the way, you know, just to see the way he works, and you know, he handles everything, and you know, he's a leader on the field, and you know, having him in the game, and when we get up, you know, it's like having a coach out there, but sometimes when you play on teams, you see it's a tight game, and the quarterback throws the ball. You know, you kind of get like a, you know, you kind of hold your breath. But when Peyton's out there, you know, I got full confidence in him, and I'm sure everybody else in this organization has full confidence in him. And you know, we just want to keep on playing well and trying to string together four games.
Can you talk about, you know, Vaughn, you've been able to get the quarterback since you've been able to come into the league. You talk about your game, and in what areas do you still want to improve on?
I think I need to improve on, you know, the mental errors, you know, and just being consistent, you know. And it doesn't matter if you're a second-year player or a 15-year vet. I think, you know, consistency is something that you always got to try to stay on top of. And I'm just trying to be consistent. I'm just trying to, you know, develop into that linebacker that my organization, you know, that they brought me in to be, and that my teammates know I can be. And I'm just taking it one day at a time, you know, trying to improve in all areas of my game.
How about run defense? You feel like you've made steps with that?
Yeah, I think I've made steps. You know, not too big hurdles or jumps or anything like that. But I think I've definitely taken steps, you know, into being a great run defender.
I'm sorry, you broke up on us there.
I said, I wouldn't say I'm taking strides or anything like that, but I think I've taken steps in a positive direction to be the type of run defender that this organization knows I can be, and my teammates know I can be.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Hey, thanks, Vaughn.
Hello.
Oh. Thank you.